Wimp Sanderson on Three Man Front is brought to you by Craneworks. Lift it, buy it, rent it. The big dogs got it. And now, Wimp Sanderson.
I faced it all, and I stood tall, and did it my way.
And here he is, the coach, Wimp Sanderson, joining us on the Bud Light Hotline. Coach, how are you today?
I'm doing okay. I'm Dan Kiva. Well, I'm at Peninsula right now, Dan Kiva.
Look at you.
And we had a coaches deal where the coaches had gotten together since way up when Coach Bryant was there, and we've stayed with it. And I got to meet some of the new coaches. I didn't know many people there, but did get to meet the offensive coordinator, and Coach Saban got up and spoke. Thanked everybody. We have a group from Jasper and various places who pay for this deal at Kiva, and it's been going on long years and years and years ago. I don't even want to tell you how long, because you would faint. So did that. I hope Pat did a good job talking about when Coach got up to thank everybody. He said they were going to Destin on Tuesday and meet the way that y'all have described. The only thing I think is that generally speaking, nothing's 100%. Generally speaking, and I don't know what the answer is, the presidents will do what the ADs recommend to them.
Right.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
I'd say 99% of the time. There may be a time or two that they get crossed or something, but generally speaking, I don't know what that answer is going to be. It's going to be 8 or 9, and it is going to be probably, I thought Mississippi State would be one of the three, but it's going to be LSU.
In regards, Coach, to back when you were coaching at Alabama and these spring meetings, I mean, it's kind of exploded over the course of the last 10 or 15 years, just the way that it's covered, just the way that obviously the topics that are discussed. Did you guys have these type of meetings back then, and did you guys have it in Destin or somewhere else?
We did. No, we had it in Destin with football, basketball, and all the other sports. Some of the other sports came as well. But we always had it on Memorial Day, and so the coaches got together with the commissioner and said, "Look, you know, Memorial Day is something that, you know, we'd like to do with our families. We'd like to get away from Memorial Day." So that's when it was. We would go down on Sunday and kind of get settled and meet a little bit on Sunday afternoon, and then go all day Monday and some Tuesday and come back. Back then, basketball had one section. All the basketball people were there with whoever ran the basketball program at that time, John Guthrie, whoever, and football had theirs. And then we had all together for a big banquet when it was over with. So it's changed, I'm sure, a great deal. The timing has changed for a day or two. And every time you go down there, we had a lot of press back then in those days, really. The press came a lot of waiting outside to get some quotes from people, basketball and football. Of course, football, you know, carried the big stick, but basketball was big as well.
Well, so Pat, we put out, and Pat posted this on Twitter last year. I don't know if you remember, but he put out the seating chart. We got access to the seating chart, what it would look like, because there was all the drama between Jimbo and Nick Saban and wherever the coach is going to be sitting. Would you have your choice of where you were sitting when you would go down there back in the day? And was there a particular coach or two that you always liked to be around just because you guys got along?
I kept it pretty loose. I would get in there and stir up Dale Brown and Richard Williams. Like I'd tell one of them that the other one said a certain thing, and Dale was easy to get off the handle. And so I'd kind of get stirred up pretty good. I used to sit next to Eddie Folker. Liked to sit next to me. He used to be the coach of fan base. I talk about this to you guys. Y'all just scratching your heads, so I'm sorry, but. Eddie Folger was the coach at Vanderbilt, and I said about him a lot. But we had meetings. Scheduling is very difficult in basketball. I was a big schedule guy, and we stayed with the 18 games. We only had 10 teams in the league, and we played 18 game schedule. We played everybody home and home, which gave you a pretty decent idea as to whether you were going to be the champion or not. And then we had the tournaments that came into effect in 1981, whenever I got the job, I think it was. So, but it was good. We enjoyed it. The wives got to go. They got to visit with the other wives, and it was good.
In regards to camaraderie, I mean, back then, I mean, did you find yourself, I guess, folks were more friendly in regards to your counterparts, or do you think there's much more animosity now between these?
No, I don't think it's. I think maybe in some a little bit at times, but I did the Jimmy Rain thing the other night. We had 900 people at the banquet, and I emceed it, and I got to see a lot of the coaches. And I visited with Hugh Freeze, and he and I have been you know, distant friends, and he said, just in the art of conversation, you know, I said something about coming down to the coast. And he said, Nick Saban's a friend of mine. He said he's always been a friend, and he's a friend of mine now. He said, I know the Alabama-Auburn rivalry is a rivalry, but he said it doesn't keep me from enjoying and knowing and respecting Nick Saban. So I thought that was fine. I think you had some animosity along the way. Sure you do. And people are sure trying to find some reason to get mad at Georgia now since they've kind of taken things over and a little bit. But I think to answer your question, some years is worse than others, but I don't see it too bad. I don't really know the coaches as well as I used to. Basketball wise, I can't tell whether it's very bad there or not. I visited with Bruce and he was fine. Talked about Nate, and so I don't know. I thought it was okay.
The coach Wimp Sanderson joining us courtesy of Craneworks, and he joins us on the Bud Light Hotline. So you mentioned you got to meet Alabama's new offensive coordinator, Tommy Reese. Give us your impressions of the new Alabama coach.
Well, I was anxious to meet him to start with, and he's a down-to-earth kind of guy who knows what he's trying to do and is confident in what he's trying to do without being cocky. And I said to him, Coach, just turn the page. He said, I'm not going to be worried about that kind of stuff. I'm going to do my very best job I possibly can. I'm not on the show telling you I know him. I don't. I just visited him on two occasions down there, but I like him, and I think he'll do a good job. Now, the quarterback situation is based on can the two guys that they have and who played a lot, are they going to be good enough to keep their jobs, one of them, or is the young man from Notre Dame going to be able to come in there and take it away? The first game will tell a little bit, maybe by playing a couple of quarterbacks or maybe all three. I have no idea. And you've got a booger bear now. I'm telling you right now, this Texas game in Tuscaloosa is going to be very, very hard. I know Texas has not played to your potential. When I hang up, y'all say that. But Texas is very talented, and I think pretty darn good. And the quarterback having gotten injured in that game last year affected Texas.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
That game, I think.
Coach, a lot of news about Nick Saban's trip to Italy.
Yeah.
When you had some time or some downtime, where did you like to go? Did you make any kind of trips overseas or places?
Well, I took my team to Japan a couple of times. Yeah, we did. We played over there. We went to a lot of places. Here's what I told my guys. Now, let me tell you something. The bullet train, we're fixing to go, and the bullet train is coming by here. We're all gathered there. If you don't get on the bullet train, good luck. You're back in somewhere with 25 million people. We can't find you. And you are going to be lost. I don't make any difference what color you are or what we're never going to see you again. Brother, they were there on time and ready.
No doubt.
So that cotton picking train comes in there and you pile on that train. We played, I think, three or four games there. and went to Japan a couple of times. And it was, in fact, we took the president with us. We had a, there was a whiskey company. I can't remember the name of it. It's a good question.
Now you're talking.
Yeah, and it was a whiskey company that paid the whole deal. And so Murray Legg, who used to play, who played football at Alabama, was the guy that kind of looked after basketball for me. I said, now, Murray, I'm sending you over there early, and when you get over to Japan, they're going to give you a lot of gifts. So he tells this story. And when you get back, you bring all the gifts to me. He, I saw him the other night. He said, I know I went to Japan, I brought all the gifts. And I said, you didn't bring them. You kept most of them. But it was, and the only thing that they wanted me to do, only one thing, I bet you can't guess what it was. You ready for this?
Wait. They wanted you to sumo wrestle.
No, they wanted me to bring blonde cheerleaders.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep, and I had some cute blonde gals, and I said, I told the president, I said, we got to be darn sure all that cheerleaders go. We got to have some blonde cheerleaders. We're gonna get this thing paid for, and they paid for all of it. I don't know how I got off of this subject.
That's all right. No, it's a great story. Now, in regards to just you personal downtime, obviously the Sabins, they went to Italy. Was there somewhere in particular that you went, whether it was hunting or maybe Alaska, Hawaii, or anywhere? Really.
No, I didn't know what to do myself. I usually play golf there in Tuscaloosa. I may have come down to the beach occasionally. I had a little bit of a place down here, and so I did that. You know, I thought it was interesting for Coach to say things have changed so much in times that we all get together. He made this statement. He said our Junes are working every day, 7 days a week. He said, well, you know, where it used to be, we'd have some time off, and let's just use the month of June as an example. Every day we're there from sun up, sundown. We're involved in the transfer portal, reading the transfer portal, and you know, finding out where the prospects that are high school kids are, and all the things that you do to get ready for it, it's quite different than it's ever been. I think a lot of this would settle itself out if you made them have to sit out a year. I think they wouldn't be quite as anxious to go somewhere and try to get money somewhere else if they got the money they had to sit out a year. And nobody thinks that's right, but I think it's the best way to do it to keep this thing organized and under control. You know, Congress is going to try to put some ramifications on how much you can pay them. That's going to be awfully hard to do. So you've got to buy them now to keep them.
Yeah.
You know, you got to buy them back if they're about to go and try out the NBA. You got to buy them back. And then you got to buy them to start with. It's so much different than it's ever been. It's, you know, when I gave out those $15 a month checks, quite different.
Yeah, and Coach, everybody's situation. I do want to ask you about Charles Bediako and his decision to apparently stay in the NBA draft. Your thoughts? What would your advice be to Charles?
I don't know how much money he's getting, and if he's getting a lot of money, then go. If he's not, he needs to stay back. And I don't know. I don't know the money scheme, and so I'm not very good at answering your question. He's got a lot of work to do, but because we're not playing, they're throwing a lot of lob passes to him. He has pretty good hands on the lob pass, good putbacks. But as far as being a postman, he's not. Because they don't go around the post at Alabama. They don't throw it. Nobody does. Everything's changed. I played inside out with McKee and all those guys. I had Bobby Lee Hurt. They play outside in, and so I would say it's according to the money. It's according to what the agent is honest with. The agent gets 4%, I believe. I would have thought if the money is not involved, he needs to stay back. Involved.
Sorry, Coach. He is the coach, Wimp Sanderson, and he joins us every single week, courtesy coach of our friends at Craneworks.
Well, we always got some. Craneworks is absolutely terrific, and they do a terrific job of getting any kind of machinery that you need. And I always mention Rental Works because I got to go down there and see the things that they can use for you. whether it be at home, regardless where you might need something to really do a good job in building something or tearing something down. Crane Works has got it, and David Upton does a great job. Appreciate you guys having me on. We kind of rambled today.
No, it was good stuff.
It was great, man.
Your stuff's always really good.
It was fantastic, Coach. Appreciate
right,
it very much.
Talk to you later.
All right, thanks.
That's a Coach Wim Sanderson. He's such a mess. Joining us, courtesy of our friends at Crane Works, and joining us on the Bud Light Hotline.
Just want to remind everybody, I hope you download it every single day, the podcast, to go back and listen to our segments of the show or some interviews. But Coach, every week is a must hear. And if you're heading to the beach or the lake this weekend, yeah, and you might have caught just a few seconds of this interview we just had with Coach Wim Sanderson, you need to download it, because I think it was one of the better ones that we've had throughout our season with him.
And just, I guess
because it's just good old storytelling.
Well, you know? And he's told these stories. Maybe he's told them to different groups, but there's so many of us. And I worked with him every single day for 2.5 years. I've heard a lot of the stories, but there's so many I haven't heard. And he thinks it's boring to us.
Oh,
it's fascinating.
Not. It's great.
I could listen to Wimp tell stories all day. How about our friends at Tailwinds Technologies? If you're a business owner, you got to think for a moment. Who would you call if your business had a server crash or your entire network failed? Technology failures, they could shut you down, cost money, cost time, and they can be catastrophic. So when it comes to IT and cybersecurity, you need to know about the great people at Tailwinds Technologies. Tailwinds Technologies offers managed IT support and cybersecurity. Some IT providers are going to keep you waiting for hours, even days, to get your computer problems resolved. Not Tailwinds Technologies, a Birmingham-based company. And right now, Tailwinds Technologies is offering a complimentary network and security assessment. Get your complimentary assessment by going to twtech.com. That is twtech.com, and our friends at Tailwinds Technologies.
When we come back on Three Man Front, Deion Sanders, man, he is tearing things up at Boulder, Colorado. We'll tell you the very latest success story for the Buffaloes. That's next on Three Man Front.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen. Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.